Normally when something's free, I feel like it isn't good, but with AdamandEve.com, host shit is always good when it's free. So all you got to do is go on there, get yourself an item, almost half off of anything with our code WD50. The most recent purchase I made on AdamandEve.com was a hemp massage oil. It had like lavender in it. I don't know. It's like weed and love in a bottle. Previous gifts I've got: double-ended dildos, vibrating panties, a bullet that you can put inside of yourself and give a remote to someone else for. Just like spice your shit up. Instead of writing us home mail about what to do, just go on there, search for shit for couples or for you or for him or whoever, and then write us some home mail about how fucking great it was with the code WD50. You're also going to get 10 free gifts, a gift for him, her, and 6 free spicy movies. Oh, and a third item for the both of you. They throw that much shit in there, and it's free shipping. Goddamn, what more do y'all niggas want? Go to horribledecisions.com, get all of that shit, and top of the free shit from Adam and Eve. What else is the gift from Horrible Decisions that we're giving you? Well, we're giving it to 3 cities this year: Philly, D.C., and Somerville, Massachusetts. We're going to be in Philly on 11/6. D.C. 11/8, and Boston, Somerville, I don't know, it's New York, New Jersey, same shit, Boston, Somerville, whatever, 12/12. I am really excited. These are our only 3 dates left this year. The rest of you guys, we're going to see you in 2020. If you're interested in coming to see our show, if you live in these cities and you listen to us every week, how could you not come see us? Go to horribledecisions.com. Come meet Mandy and I. We're so excited. We have a whole new show, very well produced, a lot of fun shit. And we can't wait to meet you. Let's get to the show.
Welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions. I would like to start the intro by saying I am very displeased at the timing from these two colored people and their time. I cannot believe that you have done this once again. But you know what? We're going to try.
You looking at me?
I'm looking past you and your dehydrated ass, because no way that durag should still have left a mark on your face.
Actually, I had my. We just came from the gym because, you know, black men are taking care of ourselves and make sure we live long.
As you see, I am kind of.
There is absolutely zero dehydration of it. As you can see, here's our skin. You see his skin. You see my skin. We're fully hydrated today. Huh. We both have our gallons as well. We are going to stay hydrated.
It doesn't look like you've been drinking them.
And
we
just bought them.
And I would just like to say, I am half offended by you calling me a colored person. Just saying.
One half of you is very offensive for that.
If you guys don't know the voices yet, we have 2 of the 3 members of the Guys Next Door podcast.
Yep.
I like to actually refer to them as the Boys Next Door, but I'll let you guys.
Boy childish for
you. You are very little Boys Next Door.
Dude, like, we have so much growth. We have so much growth over the past year and a half, and you still attack us.
I think we are more of men than boys, but we just go with guys because it sounds right.
I want to give you your flowers, but I'm angry about the time.
I'm not.
You guys are 45 minutes late.
Half of you should know that people the same color as the other half of you are always late.
That's why we said 12:30 for 1 o'clock show.
When you said 12:30, I knew it was 1 o'clock.
See,
when you said 12:30,
I told you to tell them
because
12.
Because you
on the phone last night. She's on the phone with Mac. First off, and Mac on the phone last night
couldn't even confirm that he'd be on time. You know how
black it is. He couldn't confirm it at all. So we're talking on the phone last night, and she's like, Yeah, we gon' if Ryan's gonna come, let's get Mac too. So the whole time he's like, well, yo, I'm gonna be with Ryan and Mouse tomorrow. So we like, so you gonna be on time? He's like, I'm gonna be with Ryan and Mouse tomorrow. That's like, hold on, we gonna get you in for another.
We're getting you for the horrible decision. Take a seat, but you're late.
Later. Let's say
yo,
later.
Later than late.
It's perfectly fine.
Later than.
Perfectly fine. I locked out an apartment today. I am not
locked in on an apartment.
Matt, can I just say that you are too poppin' to be living in Staten Island? Like, I don't understand how you do this.
You going to Brooklyn now?
Okay, we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it. Come on. Anyway, yeah, we're going to get into some icebreakers with these two guys before we have Mac Wilds join the mic with us. And guys, we know that we failed you last time. So Mouse and Mac will not be on the mic together. So we might be able to get some good things out of Mac today. Anyways, we have Ryan. And you guys have not heard from Ryan at all.
Stop attacking myself.
We are going to have some icebreakers on with you guys.
What's up?
So I'm excited. I guess the first one that Weezy decided to pick out. Have you guys ever faked an orgasm? Tell us how and why.
I'm going to tell you why I asked this question. One of my homeboys said he was fucking this girl and it was whack, and he said he spit on her booty and told her he came.
First
of all, I just want to say how uncomfortable I am having any of these conversations with Weezy's beautiful mother.
Oh, she's fine. She's over here.
No, I know that. I get that. She was at a show. I hosted. I get that.
Oh, my mother has been... had a little debut on Guys Next Door.
When she's I was back.
The first two women on your show, and you didn't have no problems then.
Yes, I did.
Because she wasn't in the room.
Like, she wasn't in the room. There was control.
She was across wherever.
Like, and then when I hosted and she was there, it was like other people, so I was focusing. Like, every time I looked, I was like, I probably shouldn't have said that. So now, like, we're trying to just right block here it up. On I'm trying my to right
block
side.
It up. Guess what? Up. She up. Is a mother, which means she's had an orgasm.
Well, no one made it with her when I came out.
Okay, maybe not. You're right. Maybe you're right, because you men don't be giving us orgasms.
Not everybody blesses my
sometimes
baby.
It's not, you know?
I want to know, have y'all ever faked one?
But yeah, no, I said that to your show.
But have you
times.
Faked it in a condom or were you without one?
Both. Yes, I faked in a condom.
How do you fake it without the condom?
I don't know. I
that's
use condoms.
A good question.
Because if I have to fake it, then that means either I've been in it too long or it's just corny, a mixture of both. But she's enjoying it. So she don't know whose juices is whose. So you just act like you just do the fake nut, like, argh.
In her?
Sometimes I do it, sometimes if I
How many times you do this?
It's none of your business.
What's going on?
More than I'm
learning new things about my friends every day.
When I got that, when I ran in shorty, when I took
when you
shorty
stole
money,
her purse?
I didn't go in her purse. I never went in nobody's purse. You gotta stop saying that. That is
it was
bad.
On the table.
But
it was
you
on
still the table. Stole.
Yeah, sure, but I didn't take it. We're not doing this. All right, that was just a
his answer is yes.
Yes,
my answer is yes in a condom. I don't know. I couldn't just spit on your back and butt.
No, you don't spit. You just if it's somebody you be coming in then.
Why are you acting like you don't spit? Like that's just too far. You
I just feel like me spitting on a girl's back, talking about oh yeah I. came is just not.
That's
I just,
wild.
I'd be like, all right. I didn't come. Like that wasn't me.
That's
wild.
And for it to feel like a nut, like how hard of a spit do you have to do to feel like a nut? Because nut got some force behind it.
It got some drops to that.
Right, beep, it does.
Beep, so you got.
The spit that y'all want us to have when we're sucking.
No, don't say y'all. I don't want no spit in my mouth.
No, I said we're sucking dick.
Don't go too far, brother.
I guess it's them. You gotta.
You gotta watch it. You're right.
Well, the next question Weezy has
here
is
we go.
How many people? Wait, what is the most number of people that you've slept with in 24 hours?
Oh, shit.
Both of y'all's reaction.
What is the number?
Are you at three?
I'm over three.
Over three?
Yeah, I'm over
three. Cool,
in
cool.
A day.
In a 24-hour period?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'm over three.
How'd you get there?
I'm at five.
Was any a threesome?
You fucked five people in one day?
Five different people in a day?
It was five different people. It was five separate sexual... Yeah.
How do you find the time to get in five different people?
I was in Italy.
You were in Italy.
That's all I'm gonna say. I was in Italy.
This nigga is
a
liar.
You know what? Can I be honest with you?
Wait, what?
This nigga's never been to Italy.
I was gonna say, I get it.
Nah.
And I'm gonna tell you why. Because I know 100% in the EU, the black men that you see just do not look like ours, right?
Right.
You have a totally different type of
European
opinion.
See? I was on base, so I don't know. I don't know.
He thought he was still in America.
Plus, they ain't really light skinned niggas over there, so they was probably like, "Oh my god,
I'm not light skinned.
He is not light skinned, bro.
He is 100% brown.
You are light skinned.
First of all, growing up, I tell this all the time. There was never a light skinned, brown skinned, dark skinned. Either he was dark, he was light. This brown skinned thing is the last 5 years type of thing. This shit just came around. He's either dark or you was light. There was no mom. Am I lying?
No,
back in the day, it was like she dark skinned or he light skinned. There was no brown.
Because red bones
in the South you call red.
Okay, but red bone is light skinned.
That's super. That's
you. Red bone.
So I thought that's I was like skin 2 seconds ago. So why was I on red bone 2 seconds ago?
Red bone,
it's the same. It's the same thing.
No. Wait.
Well, no. Weezy would be. Yeah. Both of y'all would be considered.
We're
red
yellow
bone.
Yellow.
We're yellow bone.
Come on now.
Yeah, red.
He a red.
He's yellow. No, what? No.
He a red so bone. What are yellow
you?
Bone.
No, I'm not doing this colorism with y'all. I'm not doing this colorism with y'all because we'll be sitting having a good conversation, and all that her fans are gonna say, "Mouse was separated the two again."
I'm not doing it. Not today. Not today. Not today.
No, okay. You know what? We all black.
We are. There well, we go. Don't do this. Don't do this. Me and Ryan.
And I mean, together, y'all are one black woman.
The last icebreaker we wanted to ask you guys is, who is your celebrity or IG influencer crush?
I wanted to say IG influencer because there's a lot of Instagram.
How political have y'all become in the past 6 months? IG influencers? Instagram bitches? That's what y'all talking about?
That's what y'all talking about?
Mandy gets mad when
IG influencer.
All right, so let me tell you the Instagram hoe I want.
What the? Thank you. I don't know. I don't have no Instagram influencer crush. What the fuck is that? That shit is a fucking buzzword that they use in fucking marketing meetings.
We might have the same one. I'm pretty sure.
Who's yours?
I'm trying to find them.
I know.
I only know when I scroll across their page.
Damn, I don't know their names either. Now think about it.
I don't want to know their names because then I'm going to go there too much.
I know mine is corny.
I have celebrity crushes, though. So.
Nah, I don't got no celebrity.
Who's yours?
Jadenna and Vic Mensa. Those are people Khalifa. You can
offer.
Calm down. I'm working on it.
Those are people you can.
I'm just playing.
I'm saying, like, you don't really count it no more.
Jadenna, all you got to do is go to Afro Joint.
You want to call Yusuf?
I know his manager.
Yeah, I know. You want to call Yusuf? I set it up.
We're working on bringing him on the pod.
So this is mine, Sharice. Cromwell. I am so obsessed with this girl.
She from overseas?
She looks like
she
looks European.
She had a baby.
She looks European.
Yo, Ryan said she's from overseas.
She had a baby. Said a lot of them is in London. A lot of them is in London.
Yo, he said I like Jesus nigga. She from overseas.
Look at my Explorer page.
Yeah, it's because we follow whores.
It's just all nice. No, they're not whores. They're beautiful. All right, there's one right now. Her name.
I'm so happy I am the least problematic right now.
Box braids, which I always search. White men.
Why do you always search box braids?
That look like they're from dogs.
Mom, we got to have an episode with you and we.
This is mine right here.
We did. Shanae Ray.
She's amazing. She plays basketball, too, which makes it so much better. Oh my God!
Thank
these at least lashes.
I actually have
long.
A lot of nails right now. I've been looking up nails.
I love her. Right. That's just one of many.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Jess Hilarious.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
I got such a crush on Jess Hilarious.
How you see really? It?
I pulled my shot on her.
I understand why.
Yo, I shot.
Me too.
Yo, first of all,
you wasn't there. It doesn't matter.
Don't disrespect me,
I pulled a shot on her. She said, "I don't think this is what you want." And I said,
bro,
"Yes, it is."
Don't do that, bro.
I didn't know that till today. And so,
you a liar?
Maybe.
Look, we're going to go ahead and get into our kink of the week.
No,
we
who's yours? Fuck out of you.
I just told you. Wiz Khalifa, Jadenna, and Vic Mensa.
Oh, no, but you got to pick an Instagram bitch.
You got to use your buzzword.
You got to use a joint.
The only other one would be Ruben LaSheek, and he's a soccer player.
No, girl, I need a girl. Yeah,
they all my friends, and I be fucking my friends.
That's so what? So let me know one.
Give us one.
Yeah. All of them. It's part of the rule.
She said I be fucking my friends.
First of all, bitch, you have to play the game.
I want to know.
I have to play the game.
Maybe I know her.
Yeah, you because you be knowing my friend.
Hey, Ryan got a girl that he told me he was fucking.
Before
and me and her started following each other, we be mad flirty now.
See, it's cool. I share.
So you gonna give Ryan a threesome?
No.
Oh, this
why
be,
you say it like that? Okay. Like my nigga not fire.
Because we even passed the point now.
No, you're not.
We got brotherly.
It's like three more weeks.
Okay, hold on. And now
you got 3 more weeks before we're brotherly.
I would say,
you from Florida. What is it, fucking brother?
I'm trying to go back to Mexico with my homeboy.
This is the girl I like.
I can't see
what's
it.
What's her
it's
Instagram
too
name?
Stop.
Keita Girl 921.
Oh, she's from London. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, she
got her teeth fixed up.
She's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I know she's from London. She's probably not all real, but she's...
Doesn't matter.
I seen her in LA one time.
She's beautiful.
I thought she was a spirit. I didn't think she was real.
Actually, no. You know who I met in person?
Yo, this nigga says she's a spirit.
So I'll say, a lot of the Instagram girls that I meet aren't as great looking. Sorry, they're not as great looking in person. The one that I met who's fucking gorgeous, Lola Wood.
That's my
God damn that
I don't
bitch.
Be known
and
to.
I ain't know she's a stallion. No, she's
no,
just
no.
Bomb.
You want me to tell you?
She's like Lolo Wood.
I'll tell you. That's Odell lady.
What about Summer?
Odell Beckham, I think, be fucking off on her. Yeah.
What about Summer Walker? I love her so much. She's so fine.
I like her music.
She cool.
You know who I really want to
don't
fuck
be disrespectful.
Yo, like see? Who?
Wait, you
yo,
think
you're
pretty?
So disrespectful, son.
I like her music.
You don't think she's pretty?
I like her music.
We asked you about her look.
We're going to get into the goddamn kid.
Wow. No, before that, I want to congratulate y'all on something. Because I'm sitting here, I never sat in this seat. I used to sit in that one, so it's a different angle. So I'm looking at the thing, and y'all look way better now. I'm going to lie. Y'all doing better. Weezy got her nails fucking done.
Don't do that.
It's a step up. Say what I want to say about Mandy.
You know
here.
You can't because you said enough.
Yeah, fuck it. Mandy, you not plump no more? Oh, like you was. Nah, fuck that. What we call you on the show, full court plump?
We're not doing that.
See what I'm talking about?
That's not true no more.
You see? Look at your hands.
That's what we not
look, you got fat ass hands right there. Look at these hands. Look at our hands now. Look at that. You go,
I can't
girl.
Stand you.
If you were still fat, I wouldn't say none of this, but you're not fat no more.
Oh my God.
And you're not, and Weezy, she's not wearing no bullshit watches no more.
It's let's on, go. Nigga.
It's the same
one. Moving on.
It's the same bullshit watch.
To the what of the week? Kink of the week. Let's go there.
Actually, that was fucking hilarious.
We're going to do the kink of the week, and this is actually one that was brought up on our Patreon recently that Weezy wanted to specifically have with you guys. And do you want to read basically what was sent in?
Yeah. So, no, not in our Patreon. That was our home mail. I wanted to
discuss. Oh, go ahead and read
it. Our kink of the week is sensation play.
Oh, so I thought you were doing...
For the home mail. I want to get into that conversation.
Okay.
So for the kink of the week, our sensation play is basically, in short, eliminating a sense to heighten others. So sensation play activities are bondage, tickling, sensory deprivation.
I fucking hate tickling.
Beyond a simple blindfold. And Nick, blindfold?
Does go ahead. At least I can't say big words. You can't even say fold.
Y'all both from Florida. Florida.
Wait. She didn't say fold?
Fold. Blindfold.
She said blindfold. I said, what's that?
She's from...
I thought it was some freaky
from
shit.
From
I'm like, what
they doing? Florida, bro.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Words ain't they thing.
Right. No, we gonna stop.
You just said floored.
I mispronounced a word. Because
words aren't y'all thing.
She said blindfold.
Yeah, she said libido.
We done.
Oh, well, libido.
You know, when the pressure's on, you're like, yo, my mouth said this.
The way she backed off.
No, it's okay.
It showed you how well I know them.
No, it's also
because
new.
When I heard libido, I said, oh, she means libido.
No, it's
I speak
okay.
Fluent, Mandy.
It's okay. We gonna let her get her Tekashi off right now. Go ahead.
And she also did.
I love these ladies.
Basically, it involves pain, prolonged sensory deprivation, like a hood or a mittens, other elements like impact play, spanking, flogging, paddling, and that's all sensation play. So I want to know, have you guys ever done that unknowingly?
Well, I think...
I don't like pain.
If a girl asks you to slap, like, I really enjoy, especially when we're rough, I like my ass slapped. So
but you
I'll
have to eliminate one. Not just sensation in that way. You have to eliminate a sense while...
Bitch, I can't
another.
Be breathing. He be pushing my goddamn head into the pillow, and I be like, sweet. So, like, technically,
no,
I can't breathe,
no,
and I still
want
to
slap.
I be like, asking
for that. How it sound?
So you're basically taking away...
Like, I can't breathe.
Really, you can't really smell.
I can't,
you can't
breathe,
smell,
see,
but you can take the hit.
But I want to take the hit. So I would say, yeah. Like, bitch, he's taking away three of my senses, goddamn.
I told Mandy on a recent episode that the dude I was fucking was holding me down, and he didn't realize his hand was over my ear. And he was asking me
your
questions.
Your mother is right there.
So I told her. What'd she say?
She said, I love it.
Where do you think she get it from?
Right. Yes. She said she...
I understand that.
She said, did say
mom,
that.
No, but you missed it. Her mom literally said, you know, she's the sick, the dick-sucking queen, but you know, it's hereditary.
No,
so.
She shut that on our episode.
She said that too.
Yeah.
I tried to bleep it out, but the editor
I
didn't
did
do it.
I did
no,
it.
It's like,
I wanted to hear it.
You wanted to hear it.
I wanted to know where it came
but
from.
Yeah, no, so like she couldn't hear at one point. Is there anything
but he
that...
He was asking me questions, and his hand was over my ear, and I was like...
men like to be very dominated.
What were you up against, though, like that you couldn't have this ear?
He was fucking...
The pillow here and your hand here. I can't hear nothing.
Like my head is here and then the hand was here to hold me still.
Father God,
and he was talking.
In the name of Jesus.
So I hope he didn't say whose pussy is this because I said yes.
Whose pussy is this? Yes. I'm not gonna lie. That would make me feel a lot better.
For a man?
Because like, oh, she retarded.
Where do they go?
Who pussy is this? Yes. Oh, she retarded. I'm fucking this bitch retarded.
I don't know.
I was gonna
there was this
like,
one time in bed where she told me smacking, I smacked, and then she smacked the shit out of me.
You like smacking her face?
Oh, yes.
Who told us that? Nah, you my boy.
God.
Wait,
was like,
tell us.
She was like, smack me. So I, you know.
I smacked it. She's like, no harder. I was like, all right. I smacked it, and she smacked the dog shit out of me. I heard a ring. You know when you had a ring in the ear? I was like, eh. I was like this. She said, do it again. So I smacked again. She smacked me, and I just had to stop. I just had to. I was like, oh, my God. My
Maybe
head
it was fun for her.
She was on top for me.
She was on top?
No, she was on the bottom with the upper hand.
What type of arm strength she got
some shit.
To be able to get enough force?
I don't know where it came from.
I just slapped a guy for the first time, and it was like kind of like.
But I don't. That.
I'm so glad. I was about to make a joke about maybe Ryan
hand.
Wasn't hitting it right.
No, you would have did it with a fat hand. However, that nigga
we do
died.
Have a mutual friend that be acting crazy about Ryan. And I'm like.
Who got a mutual friend that be acting crazy about Ryan?
Someone I know fucked Ryan.
Wait. I'm not going to hold you. Y'all have a mutual friend, which I know isn't my friend. I heard the same thing. Nigga, you be fucking the shit out of these bitches.
Let me tell you,
he
I
make them squirt and everything. He make your friend squirt? You don't. And I know it's not the same friend.
It ain't.
But nah, I'll do it.
It ain't.
No, it ain't. And both of them have that you lay that dick down. So y'all slide into Ryan's DMs because he laid the dick down and you gonna squirt.
I was with
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. We're not acting like you friends with my girl and I know y'all be talking. So give my credit too. Give my motherfucking credit too.
I'll be honest, I'm about to get pissed off. Me and your girl have never had a conversation about your dick.
Then y'all not allowed to be friends no more. How are you friends with a horrible decision cast member?
Maybe she has nothing to say.
I had to fire her.
But I don't think I want to know about your dick at all.
I only think Miles is good at eating pussy. I only think
his beard.
That. No.
Oh.
I just believe he likes it. The way that he talks, I believe people that like giving head are good at it. But stroke game, I don't know.
I'm fire at eating pussy. I'm mad fire at eating
I'm
pussy.
Glad you hung up.
Openly talk about how good they are at eating pussy, I think it's because they lack in other places.
Well, we might just be good at eating pussy.
No.
I think I'm good.
I think I'm good at eating pussy.
Oh, my God forbid we love something.
It don't sound like you need to be. Because
no, honestly, you don't have to eat pussy from what I hear.
This bitch was so wild about Ryan. And I kept looking at him. We were in the same place. Right?
What it was crazy is my friend, I wanted to fuck, and then he sees us writing. So then he slides in her messages while we're together the whole time. I'm like, Ryan, you little cop-blocking ass nigga.
You know what?
So now the whole time, I got to talk about fucking Ryan.
Because this is the thing about the situation.
Boy shit.
I hit her up one day, and I'm like, yo, tell her I said what up for the longest. So she playing a role like, oh, you saw her on my page and this is mine. She like, fuck out of here. This ain't yours.
I said, nah,
tell her I said what up. She like, nah, this is mine. I said, all right. Cool. So
and
I see
then
them together.
She like, look who just hit me. And I'm like, so this motherfucker.
I don't know what it is about you. My homegirl, Rashida,
real hot boy shit.
Shout out to Rashida. My girl is in her mid-30s, got her shit together, dope as shit, country old.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So I was at lab, ran into Ryan, right? And he looking at Rashida, and he said, she was like, boy, you don't know nothing about this. He was like, I want to. And she was like, you couldn't afford it. He was like, tell me how much. So we walk away, and Rashida talking about, now that little nigga. She said, every time I say that, niggas turn right around. Now that little nigga says
Hell, you can. She would have said a price. Now let's talk about this for a minute. Let's have a guy next door moment. Brother to brother.
Yes.
Have it in front of us.
Yeah, well, clearly.
Clearly, bitch.
What are we going to do? We going behind the closed door? If she set a price,
mm-hmm.
any price,
mm-hmm.
doesn't matter, $10, $30, $100 million,
yep. What you would have said then? Let's get some food.
Let's discuss
this over a meal.
You got a lot of money over there, so you shut the fuck up.
Nah,
it's a different lifestyle you live.
It's where I want to go. We at the lot. Okay. Ain't too much over there.
Okay. Empanada.
I guarantee she would have been okay with that.
But she set a price. This is what I'm saying.
We'd have talked about it after the price. We'd have went home. You got to understand. You got to get to that point.
So you would have paid?
Yeah. For the meal?
The price.
$250 a piece.
No, the price.
Pay for the pussy.
At the end of the day, money was not going to be put on that table. She just wanted the reaction. The normal reaction is walking away.
No, obvious. You have to answer
you
with
gotta
that.
You got to have some type of comeback. You got to catch them off their toes.
I respect it.
You feel me?
I just want to know if my brother was out there.
Is it big, Ryan, or is it just your... I need to know, because I need to know why they act like that.
I just...
I saw
we say this. We say this. All the-
And after she did that, I said, girl, he ain't worth it. She said, no.
I say this. It's like, when I was younger, I used to have sex with me. Now that I'm older, I have sex with
And when you fuck with a nigga who has sex to please you,
it's right. on.
Oh, it's a different type of motherfucking love.
You know, maybe we won't just be friends. I don't know.
Right.
Well,
take it down.
Take
well
it down.
Then.
Do it how I gotta do it.
Look, she owed dough, but I can't cash in, so you gotta kill.
Oh, God.
So I had to make weed.
You know how you signed the back
she
of the
owed
check?
Dough.
You know you try to go cash check the bike. Well, they gotta sign it.
I double endorse. Sign, just sign
yeah,
it.
It's cool.
Just I ain't fucking with y'all. What are we doing for the vanilla shit before we go ahead and get Mac Wilds?
Oh, I love this one. Okay, let me find it. So, shout out to Eddie Jones. Giuseppe.
No.
We had him on our podcast. Now, he did this on his podcast is about weird news stories called Exactamundo. So I technically stole this one, but it was just so fucking good I had to. The vanilla shit is drive-in sex booths are proposed for an old German airport. So, here we go. The site of a former Berlin airport can be a new hotspot for sex workers in the city. The district mayor is proposing to bring booths where the sex workers can meet clients and basically convert that airport into a whorehouse. He wants them to be able to dry up, meet prostitutes in their own cars. And the move is an attempt to counter widespread prostitution on a street in front of them. Basically, he's arguing that unregulated prostitution has reached a dangerous level for women. And there's a lot of violence, and the percentage of sex workers are facing addiction and sexually transmitted diseases. So he feels like this will make it safe, keep them out of sight, and it'll be controlled. He feels like the place is already, it says, a less convenient place for rich people. So no one's doing anything with it, and yeah, he wants to make it a whorehouse.
That's fire.
Right?
That's fire.
Now, I think it's kind of weird that like it's like an airport or whatever, but then I thought about like, okay, if you think of like an executive airport for like private planes or whatever, it's a smaller airport, it's not that big.
What if
right?
you got the long layover? Fuck that. You know, you go somewhere, you got the layover 5 hours, 6 hours.
And it's like, it's not enough to leave the it's airport, not,
but
you don't want to be in the airport.
This airport isn't used anymore.
Oh.
So it's just space.
So it's right. like, what's it called? It's like, oh, look, you know, they got the TWA hotel mm-hmm. now.
Yes.
And the airport's like that.
I thought that was JFK.
It doesn't matter.
JFK.
Cool.
Well, they built an airport in one of them. I don't know.
It's whatever. But it's the old TWA mm-hmm. thing. It's a hotel. Yeah. It's just like that. I agree. That's fire. Because it's protecting them at the end of the day.
Yeah, anything to protect women.
So it used to be a refugee center. They don't use it as an airport.
Ooh, this sounds like do it, because then we could get a great horror movie out of it.
This sounds like
you out here trying to give fucking, you out here trying to fucking pay for pussy, and then like the soul of an old refugee. mad, and it's German, so it's gonna be mad fucking gory. Dicks is flying
built
and shit.
The airport, so they've never like.
Oh, it's fucking lit.
That's like American Horror Story.
This is gonna be the greatest horror movie.
Actually,
do it, fucking do it.
Matt, I like
fucking. We writing this horror movie, Matt.
I like
it. It used to house 7,000 refugees. I can't say the name of it. Temple Hof.
Let me see.
Yeah, that's it. Temple Hof.
You know, I've been to a lot of places.
Oh, nigga, shut.
Anyways, we want to thank Mouse for coming on. Yeah. We are about to get the other one third of Guys Next Door.
But
Boys
until then, you got to hear this ad, bitch.
But we'll go ahead and we're going to go ahead and take a whole bath real quick and be right back.
This week's episode is brought to you by Blue Chew. And y'all know me. I do not like one round. I need at least two or three. And Blue Chew is here to help. You motherfuckers who can't go more than one round, or maybe you come too fast. Increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed with Blue Chew. Blue Chew, that's blue like the color, brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so you don't have to be embarrassed and let anyone know that maybe you're having a little trouble in bed. There is no in-person doctor's visit and no waiting in the pharmacy, so there's just no more awkwardness. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use promo code HORRIBLE. That's WHOREIBLE. Just pay $5 for shipping. So that's BlueChew, BlueChew.com, promo code HORRIBLE to try it for free. Now let's get on with the show.
So, guys, we are back, and we are now joined by Mac Wilds.
Yeah.
He is in the building. How are you doing, sir?
Feeling amazing.
It's been
man.
Interesting since the last time we had you on here.
I know,
so
man.
I'm glad that we can, hopefully we got some whole shit to get you to talk about.
I really
about.
Need to start this off with a bang with you, because
with
a lot of our listeners have had it.
Which one do you want to bang at this point? Now that it's a different dynamic, I don't know.
Okay, let me be honest. Now that I'm thinking about it.
She definitely, I know you wanted to bang Mac. At one point, Because I used to have a crush on Mac. And when we came, I went to Mouth of Shaw. I was like, where's Mac? I thought he was going to be here. Wheezy's like, oh, well, did you want to talk to him? Because I'm not going to lie, I was kind of.
I said that?
Yes, you did.
That's kind of funny.
I
was like, you know
what? You can talk to him. I had a three-week crush, and I'm going to tell you how it happened. I was going to laugh a lot, and I would go by myself. And Mac is just such a sweetie that I don't know how to, like, take nice men as, like, oh, they want to fuck me. But maybe. And I would just have a great time. And he would always give me, like, a really good hug. And I was just like, ooh, I could get fucking him.
You know what? Wait, but then, do you hang around a lot of mean people? Like, this is why I ask. We had this other girl come on the podcast. It was a Patreon episode, and she was so fucking nice that Wheezy got her niceness as flirtation vibes. Ooh. As she wanted to fuck you vibes. I think Brianda, and Brianda was like, girl, I'm straight.
I was joking. I wasn't serious. I didn't think she wanted to fuck me.
No?
No. I'm just a flirty person by nature. But I did want to fuck Mac. No,
oh,
like,
Jesus. Well, here we go. Back to this.
No.
Let's get to it.
I don't think men are as loving like that. Or is gracious in that way, unless they are being flirty, right? So generally, when a man is flirty like that, you could feel it. But no, I think you just like are like that with everybody. Anytime you come in someplace,
so
I see
thought,
you do that.
Gotcha.
So it turned me on in that way. Now, out of the Treyway, nice, out of the three of y'all niggas, me
don't
and Mouse are the coolest, right? That's my bro for life.
That's not true.
I told y'all she was Takashi, y'all.
I don't like that.
That's not
look,
Three Musketeers. There's a lot of threes out there. You know?
So she calls her threesomes Treyways,
but that was before.
Yeah, please, please, everybody snitch.
Just don't do that.
Tell her, mom, just all three of us.
No, he didn't do me. That's like my sister.
Didn't he get kidnapped by the niggas he told on? Who cares?
Yep. Yeah, but he gone. We don't even talk about him.
Yeah, we don't even talk about him.
So anyway,
out of the trio, right, I'm closest with Mousy, and he's like my brother. Ryan fucked my homegirl, so I can't. So it's like, if I had to.
I'm pretty sure he's fucked some of your homegirls.
I don't think so.
We've all fucked your homegirl. Like, don't worry about that.
Who?
Girls.
We've all fucked your homegirl.
It's one of them.
He's really? Saying it. He's probably. Saying one.
No, we're probably just trying to say, out of all the girls you know, all of them, one of them has probably been touched by.
Well, someone need to tell us what Max Dick's like, and it's going to be you, because our listeners have had it talking about, oh, don't bring Mouse back because he couldn't let that nigga talk, and why y'all ain't ask him nothing? So here's what I want to know.
Talk to me.
I want to know, what do you think the kinkiest thing you've ever done is?
The kinkiest
or
thing.
Or even
I've
if you said
done.
No to it, what just made you feel like this is fucking nasty?
The kinkiest thing I've ever done. There was this time that I was I was just fresh out of a relationship, so I was hoeing. And there was this girl that I was constantly having sex with. But it was crazy. It wasn't like a constant thing. Like I think we had sex three times. I think that's the
That sounds pretty constant.
Okay. Yeah, right. Three times.
Sure.
But it was like one time she came into town. One time. Then she left, came back into town, hit it again.
All right, get to the kinky part. The
kinky part was, I guess, I don't know what it was, but after fucking three times, she was like, yo, I want to try something. I was like, what? She's like, yo, I want to eat your ass.
Like, well, that's not very kinky. I do that
let
weekly.
Let him get his shit
okay,
off.
Okay, cool.
I was like, it was kinky because one, I didn't know you, and I guess it was just a testament on some, like, I guess I'm fucking you that good that you just want to eat my. I appreciate it. I will say
it was a you gift. Have to have done good because I don't want to eat just anyone's ass, but I do think it's like a reward.
I'm thinking she thought she was clean too.
Also, I would hope that any girl that's
do you
fucking
shave
any
balls?
Guy.
No.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie, I've ate some like
hairy ball
like
ass.
Unshaved asses.
The jungle?
No, not the jungle. It can't be the jungle. It can't
how
be the jungle.
Experience?
It can't be the jungle. Yeah, how did you like it?
Oh, I didn't let her eat my ass.
You didn't let her?
I didn't let her eat my ass.
So then that wasn't.
No, I said things you've said no to.
Oh.
I said even if you didn't do it.
I've had my ass eaten before, but I
are
it
you
wasn't
a spitter?
Her.
Do you like to spit?
Oh, God, this is getting gruesome.
Huh?
What'd you say? Do you like to spit?
Spit.
Anywhere. On a pussy,
yeah,
in the mouth.
Yeah, I definitely spit on pussy. And I've spit in the mouth before.
But are you into it?
I'm into what my lady's into.
You gotta be a pretty ass nigga.
I'm into that shit.
Brian, let's get back to you.
I'm keeping it a bone. I'm keeping it a bone on some real shit. Like, I mean, spitting on pussy, that's regular shit. That's damn near vanilla. I'm gonna do that shit regardless.
Are you a talker?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of things do you say?
I want to know how you feel. Mm-hmm. Like, this is, this to me, sex is supposed to be an experience.
You ask questions.
Yeah, I need to know. I need to. I'm checking in. I'm like, yo, how's this? You like this? Turn around. Actually, poke it up. I want to see it.
Okay.
Nah, hold on. Like, okay. I want to see. I want to know. Like, I gotta check.
I gotta
in.
Remember. He comes from a movie.
I was
background.
Gonna say you a director.
A director. He wants the scene to be just right.
He definitely
needs everything fact. to get right.
Come
Secret
on,
life it is pussy.
It's a fact.
Okay, oh, you're a talker. What do you think is your best skill?
My best skill.
Because we know Mouse's is eating pussy. We know
whether
Ryan's is making.
About to say. I think all of us have. I think all of us are very inept in eating pussy. We're all very, very good at.
Is
the
something
boxing.
That you notice that you do during sex? Mom,
yes,
shut
ma'am.
Up.
That's the one
for him to say yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
That is
a fact. That is a fact.
Hey, you gotta have respect.
What's the oldest woman you've ever fucked?
The oldest woman I've ever had sex with, I was 24, and she was 38.
Oh, that's not bad.
38,
39.
Not too
bad.
That's not bad.
Was she black?
Yeah.
Okay, so she was looking 30.
Right.
That's not worth it. Yeah. That's not what happened. Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't count. Yeah.
She was right. She was 52.
Hey, not 10 years old.
So
y'all look the same age.
Yeah.
So, other questions I have for the both of you.
I guess it more so relates to porn. I feel like we've had a lot of conversations lately where we feel like porn influences how we have sex with our partners.
I had a porn brain freeze last night, bro.
What is a really? Porn brain freeze?
Like, I didn't know what to look up.
Nah, son, there's this new joint I just found. Her name is fucking Scarlet Scandal, bro.
It's fire?
She's
that's
high.
A nice joint. I like me and like Nasty. A whole br- she's like, my new joint.
So last night, there was a fucking mosquito in my crib. And I was wondering why I wake up and I have bug bites. I have like mosquito bites. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I'm on my phone. It's pitch black, and I see something go across my phone. So I'm like,
oh God, I would have freaked
so
out.
So I turn the flashlight on. I'm looking. So I turn the air up to 59 degrees. It's freezing. That's the only way I know how to kill them, if you can't find it.
Right.
So it's
is that
cold.
True?
Yeah, they can't. That's why you don't see mosquitoes in the wintertime.
Yeah, when it's cold outside. Yeah.
So I turned it all the way up.
I didn't
up.
Think you could kill them in 59.
Oh, I mean, it's cold.
It's okay.
It's, you know, my crib not that big. It get cold. Whatever. So I put the sheet over my head, and so now I can't go to sleep. So me, the only way I go to sleep is if I, you know, I beat my
that,
meat.
Let that thing out.
And I could not find nothing to watch. And it was very sickening.
Did you come after all?
Yeah, I finally found something.
See,
but
if,
it
you,
was like,
if you were a patron, we've been posting a lot of porn lately.
Why do I gotta do that? Y'all can just send it to me.
I'll send you some porn.
I don't know
porn.
If you would necessarily like
yeah, maybe.
There's a lot of different ones. The porn sleepers.
No,
I was
gonna say the last
ones.
One that you posted.
The last one I posted, a lot of people really enjoyed.
I'm not, when it comes to porn, it don't gotta be so crazy where it's like, ew. I just need something good to look at.
So I want to know, me and Mandy have been talking about the last things we watched, but I want to know from you two, what are the last videos that you came to that you were like, God damn this.
Last night, I watched two girls squirt.
That's a fact.
Well, just we know like you like there? That.
There was just two girls squirting next to each other, and I came.
Mac?
What about you?
The last porn that I watched, is it considered... But is it considered porn if you're watching your old videos?
Yeah, that's amateur.
I'll do that too. But
oh, shit, I just showed we recorded a few days ago, and I just recorded with Canadian Babe, but I recorded pegging somebody, so that was pretty cool. Sent
that's
that.
Fucking
I did.
What?
That's a horrible decision.
I'll show
decision,
you this jewel when we get out of here. It's pretty cool.
That's definitely a horrible decision.
No, but the last porn that I watched is the one that I found. It's really hard for me, as you guys know. I really only like watching black men in porn. That's it. I don't really get off by any other color dick. So, I found an MMF. Threesome porn where everyone kind of involved with each other. Wolf,
male, female,
but it was a bisexual threesome.
Shit sound like
and it was
WWF. MMA. What's going on here?
Nah, but it was dope. If you guys are interested in looking up, this is, well, for our listeners, they do. His name is Wolf Hudson. Of course, I have the
Wolf
premium.
Hudson.
Wolf Hudson. He has a lot of MMF videos. I have the Pornhub premium, so I get to see the 50-minute ones. But if you guys don't have the premium 50? Version, it's 50 minutes. But the one that's free is only like 9 minutes.
How long do you really watch porn? So,
but you got to get to a good part,
well,
though.
So that's the thing.
That's why yesterday it was like, look, I'm trying to come. Shit was like 10 minutes long. I knew they wasn't going to squirt till about 30 seconds left.
So see, to me, when watching porn, I filter 10 minutes plus. Because when I watch porn, I like to actually be able to skip. Weezy and I just went and saw virtual reality porn by Erica Lust, and you had a 360 view. Look, he's showing.
Who's
showing
this?
Porn.
Oh, that's the Scarlet Girl?
Yeah.
I like squirting.
Oh, that's what you
She's
looking
beautiful.
For.
That's my shit.
That's my shit,
that's
bro.
My shit, boy.
Squirting is, squirting like is fire. You lit.
Yeah.
If you know how to make
DM
a girl
her
squirt.
Real quick.
Yo, you the man, bro.
Let me, can I DM her?
From mine? DM her from yours, nigga.
Right.
Yeah, but you're the right. famous one.
Why
She's
you making
me get her right back?
You're famous,
Jesus
too.
Jesus Christ. I'm in a full relationship right now. I can't do none
oh,
of that stuff.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
look,
gotta chill. I gotta
say
chill.
That.
Right?
Look, I did not know you had a girlfriend. No shit.
Have to die.
Yeah, exactly.
Ryan, you got a girl too?
Ryan is the only single one.
He met all of us gotta die.
Of course he is, because he got the best dick.
That's why. Single niggas with dick like that be single because they hoes.
He ain't never had no girlfriend.
He gotta get in an open relationship. It's just like, these my hoes, you gotta take it or leave it.
I feel like two.
And the bitches gonna take it. Cause niggas
cool.
don't be making bitches come
if
anyway.
If I had two girlfriends, I think it would be a dope concept.
We was talking about this.
Oh yeah, yeah, we
talked about this.
I think
so Ryan met Beard Bay, and we all or came.
Y'all
up,
had a threesome?
No, they ran into each other.
That's my guy.
And
that's my G.
He said,
that's
"Yo, do you know guy. A dude named Ryan? He does a show with Mac." I'm like,
she
yeah.
get nervous. Like she's like, oh shit.
No. I'm Ryan. Oh.
She's saying it and called us.
I was like, yeah, I know him. So I'm like, okay, either I'm like, but Ryan wouldn't do me like that. So okay, what could he? And I'm like, well, where would Ryan know about me anyway? But I do be at last lap with niggas. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so he's like,
that's not me. I don't do that. I don't.
I know you don't.
I let people just.
So he's like, yo, did you know, like, he be on his throuple shit too? And I was like, not really. I don't know what you mean. He was like, this nigga was like, yo, let's all go to Mexico. He was like, when we going? And I was like, I don't know. Yeah. Telling me it's just gonna be four bitches.
That would turn into definitely an orgy.
That'd I know,
sex. But it would be a fun time because it's not. We're not just going out there to have sex. We're gonna have fun, and then at the end of the day, shit happens. But I think those are the best moments in life.
Yeah,
when you
I
don't
agree.
Plan it and it just happens.
I agree. Those
so
are
if
the
nothing
best
happens,
see,
cool.
I couldn't have a wild moment like that with someone that's too close to home.
He's not. That nigga live on the other coast.
How is he not too close to home? Look at these two.
No, I'm just here because I'm on this episode. That's cool.
Anyway,
how long I need to leave for? Let me know.
Right.
But something that I was thinking about, right, when Mac brought up his old videos, I was in Marrakesh and there was like horrible Wi-Fi to the point where, remember, I couldn't even pull up an email. It was really bad Wi-Fi.
I think you'd just be lying, but cool.
So anyway, I really wanted to watch porn, but it wouldn't load.
Oh, that's
so I had
trash.
To watch old videos, right? And I was like, damn, I hate this nigga, but whatever.
Hate this nigga, but
so
I'm
so I had to fucking come to all these old videos. And I was like, you know what? That nigga dick was kind of good. So I called Loverboy and I was like, look, I'm drunk. I'm going to just tell you, I've been watching your old videos. He's like, yo, me too. I'm like, all right, so when we going to see each other? He's like, I can fly you out of it. Da, 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 da.
I
was like,
I can fly you out. I like that type of energy.
Then, right after I hung up, I was like, you know what? That was just a horny moment. I'm going to let this shit go.
That happens when you're in a place where you can't get to nothing, you start
doing
everything.
Doing too much.
Or like the time difference is crazy. Like everybody sleep where you at, but everybody up where you live.
Boy.
That's when you make them bad text messages.
Most randoms. I had to get that nigga back. And I was like, are we really going to do this? Because it's 3 a.m.
Yeah. Those shits be bad. I wake up when I'm drunk. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
I wake up and look at my text messages and my DMs like,
drunk Rico
fuck.
Be
so
wildin'.
I'll be wild when I'm drunk.
I'm curious because, like, I feel like a lot of women, when we get drunk, we definitely do the drunk calls, the drunk texts. And I look at my call log and be like, oh, I called him. Why? What do I?
Nah, you don't understand.
I do
you
know this is subconscious.
Hold up, for a fact.
So
that's,
how does that work for men?
It's the same exact
same
shit.
It's the same
it
shit.
It might be more calls.
Yeah. It may be more, definitely more calls.
Because I'll call everything. I don't even got
to
be around you.
I'm about to say, you don't even understand. Ryan, when he's drunk, is a. See, Ryan.
I be seeing the story, and then when I see it, and I'm like, oh,
no. Because Because she don't know. Because she thinks it ends, but you're not on the close friends list.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not on close friends.
Possibly not.
So on close friends, if anybody out there on Instagram knows, right, there's this thing. There's this new feature called close friends.
You don't be posting shit on yours, though.
Yeah, I don't.
Because
I am his close friend.
She's one of mine. But for everybody else, if you have somebody, you know, you can put your list of your close friends, the only people that you want to see, certain things that you post. So it's kind of like having like a Finsta, but not right. So only the people that you want to see certain shit.
Okay.
You'll see. When Ryan is drunk and or out of town and that green bubble goes around his IG,
like,
you know it's some disgusting, vile, filthiness.
What is it?
Great content. Great content. Hold on. I want to clap it up one time for Fleeko. One time.
I don't have that close friendship.
Nigga.
It's for my friends. I do it for my friends.
Yeah,
it's for
my friends. My friends get stories. I'll tell them.
Wow,
what
I'm
happened,
really shadow banned, yo.
Yeah, you're really shadow banned. Like, no one can find you, bitch.
I couldn't even find myself, and this nigga follows me.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I like close friends.
Shout out to the shadow ban.
It's not a lot of people I put on my close friends.
It's probably like, that shit off me.
It's probably like 12.
My shit's not shadow banned anymore.
It's a few of us.
It's a few of us.
I wrote Instagram like 3 times. I kept writing them every day that I was shadow banned. Like, it's the Barbs. They're reporting me. Take me off. Like, all I did was say my opinion on Nicki Minaj. Fuck that.
What is shadow? What does that mean?
Like, they took it off. My shadow ban got taken off. But I was writing them, like, daily. Like, yeah. I'm not harassing nobody. I'm not bullying anybody. But, nigga, I get paid, like, for my Instagram posts, and I got to send my analytics to the people that pay me. Like, nah, nigga. Like, that shit need to be.
What does that mean? Like, you just can't find yourself?
Like, no one can find you. No one can see your post unless they follow you. So you're not showing up. Even if you use hashtags under your post, you're now no longer showing up on the hashtags for the Explore page.
No bullshit. We had interviewed Freddie Gibbs the other day, and I wanted to look up his Instagram to find him. I had to Google Freddie Gibbs Instagram, like the words, Freddie Gibbs Instagram for it to pop up. I could not find him on Instagram.
Yeah.
They really be violating people.
Yeah, they really do.
That's whack.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
I don't think that's me, but.
Fuck it.
That's fine. That's cool. I mean, you fixed
Anywho,
it.
Anywho, listen.
Look.
You're close friends.
Look, fuck that.
We appreciate you, brother.
Apparently.
So,
we appreciate you.
I just added myself to that shit. Don't take me off because I want to see what kind of host shit.
It doesn't happen often.
It doesn't happen often.
Well,
but
I'm
when waiting. You but when you know Ryan is out of town and you know there's liquor around, understand. Fleeko Fly Rye is gonna go down. It's gonna.
Fleeko Fly Rye.
Yeah,
I'm
Fleeko.
Done with that.
Don't question it.
Don't question.
I have another question for you guys. Have you ever slept with a girl? You don't have to tell us who.
Mm-hmm.
That does porn or was a webcam girl, and can you tell us if that experience was better than someone else?
I had a moment where it was about to go down.
Yeah, same. I was about to say it never.
Well,
happened.
Actually,
it never happened.
No, it was. That bachelor party I went to.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch, and I didn't go.
Was it on the close friends thing?
Son of a
Nah, this is before that shit. This is before that shit came out.
Yeah.
But there were a plethora of...
A plethora.
Was she better than most?
I like plethora.
Jesus Christ. No. It wasn't just one. It was like 7 porn stars.
I'm talking about one that you fucked. You fucked
There was like 7 porn stars.
Oh.
There.
You fucked all 7?
But at the time I didn't know who they was. Like, I'm not like the avid porn watcher.
Now,
that's just
did
not
you find
me.
That the sex with these porn stars were better than quote unquote regular girls, civilians, civilian hoes, if you will?
I mean, no.
Really?
Some were like, oh, okay, you know what you're doing, and some was like, oh, you still can't take dick. Like, it was just like. To me, it's,
I think they're still
I feel
just
like
regular.
With porn, I feel like with porn, it's a lot of acting that goes into it.
It's
the
it's
one
a,
that was going to rock my world that did not happen. I'll state her name was Isis.
Oh, for a fact, and I wanted her too when I was
what,
living
Isis
in L.A.
Taylor?
Yes.
What?
So
yeah,
she went to USC when I was fucking when I was doing 90210.
There was a situation where me and her spent a lot of time with each other. Like, that was my nigga. Like, that was just my nigga. Like, it was her. It was, like, 2 other girls.
Mm-hmm.
My pops had a crib, and he would always be out of town in L.A., and everybody would come to my crib and have parties, and she was just my nigga. And there was one point in time when it was about to go down. And right when it was about to go down, someone came and hated.
Wow.
And they were just upset because they had it, and they didn't want her to give it to nobody else, and they knocked on the door.
See, I mean, I'm friends with porn stars. So, like, I mean.
Ma, shut up.
Yeah, we're recording.
Quiet on the set. That's what they said to us yesterday.
Yeah. But I'm friends with porn stars, and it's crazy because their sexual, I guess, experiences don't differ much from, like, girls I know that fucking work at the mall and call centers and shit like that. So they do it on camera, but, like,
I feel like there's more acting to it.
Yeah,
but we've interviewed enough, right? That's the thing. I think it's a job. But I think it's more so just being better in bed.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like there's a lot of, like, I'm not gonna say I would want to be a porn star, but I'm pretty sure I'm better than some of the porn star dudes that are out there.
Do you guys feel like you have any expectations from sex that are influenced from porn or things that?
Oh, for a fact. But I think we all are. I think we all go into sex a lot of times like, damn, she don't spit on it like Tiana does. But you go into these situations because you're influenced by you see it all the time, so it's kind of what you're influenced by. I've learned to you got to kind of go into all of these experiences with no expectation, like you
100%.
Yeah, you got to go into it.
Because the ones that I expect to be amazing, I'll be like,
you be tight, bro.
Are you serious? Hey. You talked all that shit for this?
Bro.
See, that's why I'm like doing all
you
that
know
talking.
Those that be just that talking just talk, crazy.
I'm like, yo, we talked for, you know, like, you know you're not going to see somebody for like 3 weeks, so the conversation is heated.
It's real nasty.
Pictures is real nasty. Then you get it, and you're like, this is what? All that shit you was talking?
I was trying to make a fart noise, but yeah, that's
like,
how I feel.
Yeah, it's like, come on now. You tell me all these good videos.
These are good.
You wildin', and then I get it, and it's just like.
I have a friend that was waiting for some dick
like
that. You
give me this LOL pussy.
I called her in the morning, so excited to hear about it. I'm like, bitch, tell me what happened. He's fine as shit, too. She was like, I don't want to say it. And I was like, what? And she was like, I could hear the bus. I could hear the bus coming. I heard when it left.
Oh,
I heard the
man.
People getting on. She's like, I could hear every single thing happening outside. You know why? Because that's how fucking
distracted. Like, it was so
trash.
Boring. She was.
But that's my worst fear. I think that's why we have good sex. Because my worst fear is being in that group chat.
Hold on. Wait. My cousin just put. What?
In y'all
y'all
group chat,
like y'all
talking about, girl, this nigga shit was trash.
Hold on.
That's my worst fear.
Hold on, wait. My cousin just posted
is,
that shit.
Like, y'all talking about it. That's what every man should want to have.
Yeah,
women talking about it.
Hold on. Wait.
Thank you, mom. Thank you, mom.
In her guts.
Can you turn?
She has all rights to be in your business. You can't just be walking around Hulk smashing shit like you demolition man and act some dumb shit like, why you acting like this? Nigga, you just fucked this bitch on the ceiling. There's no reason you should be fucking on the floor and the bed was shaking. She loves you. She want to keep you hostage. She want to put you in her pocket or some shit. Like, fuck, and I know what it is. Niggas, we be fucking every girl like we trying to make her a baby mother. But the only reason we do that is it's y'all fault. It's y'all fault, ladies. The only reason we do that is because we don't want to be the bad news of the group chat.
See?
Yo, send me that.
As you give you this, not E, you going to text your friends either bitch or bitch. Yeah, I want that reaction. I want the bitch. Yes, fuck. I want to make you crazy as hell. Yeah, that's why we fuck you like that. Yeah. I want you to be all on my dick. That's why I fuck you like that. I want you crazy about me. I want you to be ready to kill a bitch for me. Like,
yo, but that's a fact.
Yo, you want to know what's funny
that's
about hearing
fact.
This? The last dude I fucked, Old Bay Seasoning, fucked me one time.
His nickname is Old Bay Seasoning.
He's old. He's in his 40s. So I call him Old Bay, and Mandy and this girl is
Old Bay Seasoning.
That's fine. I try to be old when I get old.
Fucked me,
oh, yeah, for a fact.
And he was fucking the shit out of me. He knew it too, and he was like, yeah, I'm about to make you fucking crazy. That's what he said.
Yo, but you got to. I'd rather be, I'm not, it's not that I'd rather be, I want to be the guy in the group chat. It's like, yo, maybe it's, I'm even the guy that you can't even tell your girls how good it was because you afraid
they're going to want to. That's the one that I want to
be. Yeah, I'd rather
be, you know? I'll tell you, I keep it a bone. I
also want her friends to know, just in case y'all.
I ain't going to hold you. I've had dick so good, like 24/7, I be low-key like, girl, you gotta try it.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
That's the type, like.
But I want it to be that way. Either gotta be that way, or I just don't say it.
I brought my friend into a threesome with us, and like I said on the show, she thanked me after the first round and was like, thank you for allowing me
to
experience.
I need more women like you in my life. These girls be stingy around me.
His dick is
that good? Dog, it is so fucking
these girls
good.
Be stingy around me. I'm like, yo, I'm trying to have a threesome. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I'm like, what you mean? Mm-mm. Sharon is carrot, baby girl.
I want to get into the whole mail. Make sure that
we got 5 minutes?
We got 10. So let's get into.
All right. So I wanted to talk about this with y'all. Actually, I kind of want Mousy in on it, too.
Can you turn on the third mic? That other fifth
the
mic?
Right here, right?
Yep.
The one next to him.
The one that the old
commentary on this.
Wow.
I believe all of y'all have fucked white.
This is the mic that the old cameraman.
Yeah.
Stop it. So you gonna come on here and be shady?
He who shall not be named.
Voldemort? He's not gonna do that on this podcast. He got shadow banned
from Horrible Decisions.
Voldemort?
I love Allie. That's my nigga side.
Yo, I really can't stand that people love bringing that shit up to this day.
I'm on the Alex mic.
To this day.
The Alex Diaz mic.
Wow. Goodness gracious.
Is that his last name?
No.
No, I don't know.
He loves bringing up that Puerto Rican shit. He is Puerto Rican.
He's a liar.
Nah, I'm going to be real with y'all. His mom was black as hell, but when she started speaking Spanish, I couldn't believe it.
She just grew up in the Bronx.
She didn't.
Right.
That was funny. Okay,
so this is...
So you all have fucked white women even though Mouse likes to deny it?
Wow. I don't deny it. I was tricked into it and it was one time, so...
I can count any white women I fucked.
This is not a question, but I want
to... It can be white or Latina, honestly. Okay,
right. That's a fair point.
All right, good, cool.
Because they're white Latinos, that's right. I want to just have this discussion because shady, of fetishizing and all of that shit, and this was posted on our Patreon. Hey, Whore Hive. So I'm going on about my day chatting to this older white lady from New Zealand on Kick. She's coming to the UK, and she plans on having quite a few sexcapades. She said that one of her fantasies is to be DP'd by two black men. Writing this, and I could hear Mandy reading it. Well, she ain't. My initial thinking is, okay, that's fine. So she's talking to another guy and asked if she could put us in a group chat. I agree, and the group chat is made. In the intro, she wrote about how she wants it to go down, and she put that she has the fantasy by two colored men. Jesus take the wheel.
Holy
colored
shit.
Is offensive. How do people not know this in 2019?
Right.
I'm not sure if the other guys...
niggas colored in the
color people time. Girl, relax.
Well, it's only half
racist. Let me finish this.
It's only half racist.
I'm not a white woman.
Fully.
First of all,
you're not fully a white woman.
My father's Middle Eastern. It doesn't even count.
And that's what I was told.
That's what the Kardashians say.
That's what the woman told me. Y'all on the street. So guess what?
She was definitely white. Anyway, how do people not know this? I'm not sure if the other guy's gonna join in, but I'm probably still gonna fuck. I ain't shit at time.
Wow.
But and she's gonna share me in with a female, male situation. Now, I want you guys to talk about if you've ever had the big black cock conversation. Has anyone ever said that to you? Has anyone said they've never been with a black guy? How that makes you feel, etc. I'm gonna start with.
Start with that, man. I gotta think on this.
I don't think I've ever been placed in a position like that. That's crazy.
Would you? I guess so. If neither of you have this experience, I guess you're not done fucking or meeting women. Well, you are right now, and you are because y'all are taken currently. But if that ends and a woman who is not black approaches you and does say she wants to fuck you because you are black, or that she's never fucked a black guy before.
Oh, that's what? That's happened. Like
that's
especially
happened?
Especially when I was in the Navy. Like, you go different places, you meet people that's never been out of a town, out of a city. Like,
yeah, but how do you feel about an American woman?
That's what I'm talking about.
But she's not American,
when I'm in
right?
Like, when I was in the Navy, I'm meeting people that's never been out of a state before. So I'm running into women from Kentucky. I'm running into women
I thought you meant European.
No, of course.
Like, I'm running into people that's literally never been out of their state before. So they like, I never fucked a black guy. I'm like, cool story. Like,
sounds
you are not going to fuck this one. Especially when that shit went crazy earlier last year. I had white bitches in my DMs like, oh well, the only reason you acting like that because she didn't fuck you good enough. I'll fuck that black cock like that. I'm like, no,
really? Shut up. Really?
Like, they was wild.
I can't take that. I went to a white
like
school.
The word cock, son.
So it was even
the word cock.
I don't
is
like
racist.
That word either.
Cock feels dirty.
I hate cock.
Give me that cock.
I'll turn off porn if I hear cock. Like, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, that's not,
but you said BBC is big,
but yeah, but BBC ain't saying the word cock.
It's just
the word
acronym.
So you live in LA. I'm sure you have white girls throw it at you. Do you, like, have they ever said something shit like that?
I really don't catch it. I don't catch them like that. I don't really. I have everybody knows my thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a color thing.
Yeah.
When it comes to pink and white, it really don't match in my
mind.
It's
not a good match.
It's not a good. It just fucks my whole head up.
Palette.
Really?
Yeah. I've had sex with like one white girl in the past. Like,
how old are you?
I'm 30. In the past, like 3 years, 4 years, I only had sex with like one white girl. And I could count how many on one hand in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've never had sex
now,
with a white
Now, Mr.
Guy.
Hollywood, and you?
What? Have I had sex with a white girl? I definitely had sex with a white girl.
How old are you, Mac?
30.
We all 30.
Yeah, we all just turned 30. But I had a threesome with white girls.
I mean, what do you find
different? I did too.
Thought a nigga swear he Jesus shuttles were.
I did too.
I know, right?
What do you find it different?
Felt like
that.
It felt like it, cause it they were, especially because they were twins. That was a
they
crazy
was twins. Ew. You had twins?
You fucking twins? Fucking,
no. You had twins?
No, don't judge him. Judge them.
No, no. I'm not judging like, nobody. You
wait,
had twins?
Wait,
did they
eat each other out? Hold up.
That's so fire.
What?
That's not fire, bro.
Yes, it is
fire.
That's
fire. That shit make my dick drop.
That's some other type of shit.
I agree.
Because they are sisters.
That has nothing to do with me.
Yes, it does. My dick, I don't get all incest.
I want to look at two beautiful that look alike.
Did they kiss?
Oh my God.
Did they eat each other out?
Nah, it was more so I just.
It was she just hit both at the same time. Cool. I don't care how it happened. It happens.
But like, what were they?
Twins. That is different.
But what were they doing?
As long as they're not doing each other.
Yeah.
But if they're just like there and like, you fuck one, you fuck the other.
I need more detail. What was the other one doing while you was fucking the other one?
Playing with herself.
Ew.
That's fire.
Sister.
So I don't. That's not my problem. Obviously, this is not the first time it's happened. I love Mac, but it's probably not the first time.
That's a great point. This is their father's problem.
That's not my issue.
I'm just saying. I'm not stepping
in like I want to be. I want to love both of y'all. No.
Yo, what a big. What a big extremely drunk. I ain't getting this shit to be no fucking social worker.
I'm not trying to do that.
I was very drunk in a foreign land, so yeah.
Let me ask you this. Do you guys find, what do you think it is about white women that black men find so exciting?
I don't.
Right. What do you think it is?
It has nothing to do with them sexually. It has everything to do with the mentality that they can run over this white woman.
Yeah, it's not the chase no more. It's they want you more than you want them, and it's easier. I feel like it's an easier task.
I think that's probably the biggest thing.
Like,
yeah.
I think it represents access to whiteness. Like that's what it represents. Like, I don't think these niggas are seeing these flat-bodied women and being attracted. It's what comes along with it. Access, their perceived access to whiteness, the perceived access to wealth, and having somebody who's not gonna hold you accountable.
I mean, I think there's a bunch of different.
You come home late to a black woman. She's gonna hold you accountable. Come home late to that white woman. Really, Taekwon?
Are you serious?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Another night?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Another night of this? Are you serious?
I'm here with little Taekwon, and you are fucking out again.
Hold on, and she's holding him. She's not gonna yell. She's yelling at you silently. Why would you do this to us?
And then look, you just sitting there mad that she can't braid hair. You just look like you looking at your fucking son's head like, bitch, I can get this little nigga hair cut right tomorrow. I wanted my son to have long hair, but just fucking this shit up.
And how your girl act when you late?
What?
Shit.
What?
I don't know. Cause I don't have it the next day. I'm not dumb enough to go home. Nigga, after a certain point, you just gotta stay where you at, bro.
Shit.
At 3, 4, you go home to a black woman 4 in the morning? I don't care. Bro, she's only sleep to have enough energy to fuck you.
That's a fact.
She's not sleep. She's taking a power nap.
See, either she's sleep.
As soon as you get in.
Or she up fucking your shit up. And I don't need to see
it. Oh, my God.
I don't need to do that. Just let
it
go.
Why is all my clothes out? Like,
so
what
let
do you,
me.
So if they folded, she mean it.
I want to hear what the scary part is. This is the most scariest part.
So I just.
She has to call me.
I just want to know.
Did you think about?
Am I pussy? Oh my god! I don't care. I fucked up, babe. I know I fucked up. My dick hard. You just asked if I'm pussy. That's my love language. Am I pussy? No, because I must be pussy. Because you're coming in the house. You're coming in the fucking house while I've been home all night. You're coming in the house the next day. And here go the worst part. No, it's okay. Because I'm going to do the same thing. We're going to see how you act.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell her right now. Bitch,
so I'm going to tell you why you said.
Everybody's dead.
I can only confirm that this is true because my mother is black.
Yeah.
And, you know, as white as my mom acts.
She doesn't act white. She acts regal.
There's a difference.
We're not going to associate regal with white.
We're not. That's what I'm saying. She acts regal.
But when my mother was black, boy, oh, fucking boy.
Talking to a white man, though?
Huh?
How you was fucking them white? You know, we gonna have on guys next.
Yeah, that's a fact. We'll talk about that later, mama.
I'm gonna say some shit that's really gonna blow y'all minds now.
What did you say?
My mom has never fucked a black dude. She's almost 70.
Yeah, I think that guy.
What?
Yeah, I was about to say, canoodle corner. Ryan got the canoodle corner.
Right.
Flinko Fly Rod got the canoodle corner.
Now, this ain't the instance that's
going to
happen.
We can get a black man.
My father.
Yeah, well, I just never had
one. But we going to get you one, Mama.
Papa Doc.
On us. We going to pay for the whole night.
I'm just saying.
My dinner. Hotel room.
Listen, no, this ain't gonna be no experiment. My mom.
It ain't an experiment.
It's for research.
Yo, can you imagine?
Research is only.
Can you
research
imagine
purposes.
Your mom? Yo, you.
Thank you so much for listening to Horrible Decisions. We want to take
you
the time
your mom getting one of us.
The guy,
like a nigga,
next,
like
stop.
Us.
Yo, you're trying to show me a picture of his father.
Wait, you made your last laugh.
Fire.
Dave Wong said, "I'll take anyone."
Fire!
Hey, her mom, if y'all did not hear,
we got you locked in, Mom.
She would take either.
If you would like to join Patreon to hear some more of our content,
what you gonna do? Your mom at Summer Jam and you can't get in.
I'm gonna let my pops handle that.
Your mom,
you know?
There we go. Come on,
Papa Doc.
Pop 7.
Your mom,
your
mom at
shit.
Trap Karaoke, you can't get in. Look, you're gonna be tight. You're gonna be sick.
Hot.
Yeah, pack your shit and leave.
Hot.
Well, guys, if you enjoyed the three of these guys, can you? You're being. Okay, well, I'm gonna close out the show. If you guys wanna listen to Guys Next Door, where can they listen to you guys? Drop your socials. Let everyone know, you know, where they can find you guys.
You know, my name is Mac Wilds. Actually, hold on. Let's do this the right way.
I'm Mouse Jones.
My name is Mac Wilds.
I'm Fly Rod.
And we are the Guys Next Door. You can catch us on Instagram, guysnextdoor_. You can join in the conversation using Twitter, using the hashtag guysnextdoor.
Because we will never get a Twitter.
We're not getting a Twitter. It's nasty work, and we're not about to do all that. But y'all can continue the conversation on your own. And most importantly, you can listen to us. You can subscribe on iTunes or anywhere that you listen to podcasts. We are literally everywhere.
We're literally everywhere right now.
And we free agents.
Yep.
We free agents.
Yeah. So one more time for the people in the back.
We're free agents.
Because it's been confused.
Yeah, people been thinking some other stuff.
Don't hold that money back from us. We free agents. So if you want to throw a deal,
we need all them checks.
Throw the deal.
And I'm single, so if you want to throw that ass in a circle.
And Ryan is single, so if you guys want to slide in anyone's DMs, it's Fly Rye.
And if Jess Hilarious is listening,
slide in my DMs, Jess.
Jess Hilarious is listening. Black men don't cheat, but I will find a valid reason to break up for 2 days.
Yo, anyways, thank y'all.
No, I appreciate you guys for coming. As you guys know, we are also on Patreon, so we drop 3 bonus episodes every month.
Bet.
So if you guys want more content and are all the way caught up, there are over 50 bonus episodes waiting in the archive. So for just $7, all the way up to $15 if you want merch, we have Patreon now, and we love talking with y'all. Like I said, we drop porns on there, and it's a whole community.
Your own porn?
No, I'm not dropping my own porn. Although I didn't put any tattoos on the one with my pagan. I might post that one.
What would the Patreon price be?
With his face? With his face?
No, I'm getting an OnlyFans for my
feet.
Yo,
with his face in it?
Yeah, so I mean,
before you do the OnlyFans, let's talk. I'm a manager.
Yeah, I don't need that.
I'm doing the OnlyFans consulting.
But you can't show up on time. So we are going to get out of here. And as you know, we're going to leave you guys with a 5 minute.
She was fucking still fat. I will roast your fucking ass.
We're going to leave you guys with a 5 minute bonus clip. Thank you guys for coming on. This was chaotic for me. Y'all know I like my outline. A bitch just had an anxiety attack at the end here. But we're going to leave you guys with a fucking 5 minute bonus clip. And thank you guys yet again. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
This leads us into talking about more notable criminals, as in Ted Bundy. Again, if you have Netflix, tune into the Ted Bundy tapes. Basically, Ted Bundy was
a psychopath.
Well, that too. But he's one that nobody believed was capable of doing these crimes. Mm-hmm. He was going to law school. He was fairly good looking, so aesthetically pleasing to them. I don't know what aesthetically pleasing is for that. Weezy may have been able to, you know, share more insight on that. But he was aesthetically pleasing to a lot of people at the time. Mm-hmm. Very charming, very witty, with, you know, very had a lot of humor. And he basically killed
on a rampage
and raped over 30 women across, I think 5 to 6 states. Mm-hmm. So started in the state of Washington, went down to Utah, Colorado, California, ended up in Florida. So it hit home to a lot of people when I was talking to my homegirls raised from Florida. This happened right at Florida State. where he went into a co-ed sorority home and slayed women. And it was just really crazy.
Just, yeah, that whole just, shit was fucked
just
up.
Just what he was doing at the pace he was doing it.
How he was doing it.
How he was doing it. He admitted to severing the heads of half a dozen of the women. He was burying them in woods. He also admitted to having sex with the corpses of the women and admitting to the kink of necrophilia. One of the most interesting things about the entire documentary that I heard was he didn't blame this for any of his upbringing. He actually grew up in a fairly decent household.
He was different.
He was considered a have-not. He sat here and said that he did all right in school. He was kind of an introvert, but he was one of the boys. And he talked about his upbringing and how normal it was. So that's why people wouldn't assume mm-hmm. anything would trigger these sort of crimes. He actually blamed it on porn.
He blames it on porn.
He blamed his killing on porn. He said that in porn, there were a lot of rough sex and it made women nothing but sex objects. This was in the 70s mm-hmm. that this was going on. And so at this time, I guess porn put women up as sexual objects. And he mm-hmm. said in a lot of the porns, it was very rough. It was a woman being at the complete heel and mercy of men. And he said that this is actually what led him to trigger, I guess, this necrophilia act or wanting to harm women. Mm-hmm. And he didn't admit this all up until
days before he was executed.
So he did get the death penalty in Florida. It was just really interesting. So you read up on Ted Bundy. And again, this goes back to the fact that killers don't have faces.
Yeah. And I think that's just like a system in America in general of how they deem, you know, people of a certain social economic status to be better than everybody else.
Speak on it.
Especially when it comes to celebrities, because anybody watches, you know, E or any of those channels, mm-hmm. once we hear a celebrity do some wild shit, if it's not to this, you know, sense, it's like, how could they do something like that? They're a star of this film and they're a star of that. It's like, no, they're human beings first.
Right.
Then the social economic stuff comes after.
So modern day, I don't want to say Ted Bundy because he wasn't killing women, mm-hmm. But Darren Sharper, a former NFL star, he is currently serving 20 years in prison after not only drugging and raping two women, but being accused of also raping two others. This also went across state lines. I believe it crossed between, I want to say Arizona and Florida, if I'm not mistaken, or possibly mm-hmm. California. It may have been two or three states, but he was also going around. I don't know if necrophilia may be his kink, but I think he genuinely enjoyed having sex
with the women unconscious
bodies. I don't